House will come to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Barker, Barnhart, Berger, Beyer, Bonamici, Boone, Boquist, Bruin, Buckley, Burley, Butler, Cameron, Cannon, Clem, Cowan, Dallum, Dingfelder, Chris Edwards, David Edwards, Esquivel, Flores, Galizio, Gerard, Gelzer, Gilliam, Gilman, Gerard, Greenlick, Hannah, Holvey, Hunt, Jensen, Comp, Kotek, Krieger, Crummel, Lim, McPherson, Maurer, Minnis, Morgan, Nathanson, Nelson, Nolan, Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Rosenbaum, Schaffler, Scott, Shields, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Tomei, Wisnet, Witt, Mr. Speaker, excused, Boone, Boquist, Minnis, excused for business of the House, Nolan.
Flag salute will be read by Representative Dave Hunt.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The opening ceremony will be presented by Pastor Bob Laver, Malala Christian Church of Malala, and a guest of Representative Vic Gillian.
Let us pray together. Our dear Heavenly Father, the God of all creation and the God who loves us enough to send Jesus Christ to die for us, we thank you today for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for the blessings and the freedoms that you give to this country. We ask today for your blessing upon the men and women that are fighting for those freedoms this day, that you would grant them safety and give them your encouragement. We thank you also today for your servant, Max Sumner. We thank you for his faith in you, his service to his country, his community, and to this body. We ask that your healing hand would be upon him and that your grace would abound in his life. We ask also today for your blessing upon this legislative body. We ask that you would give them your wisdom and discernment as they ponder the issues before them this day. Bless each one and their families today. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Courtesies, Representative Vic Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a very special day for District 18. District 18 includes Malala and other cities that I cannot think of this morning. I want to first thank Pastor Bob Laver for joining us with the invocation. As you heard, Pastor Laver is from the Malala Christian Church, and he's also Representative Max Sumner's pastor. Which brings me to our special guest today, Mr. Speaker. First of all, I want to be sure that we recognize Judy Buffton, Max's daughter, who is here. Judy is from Malala as well, and is a pre-kindergarten teacher at Country Christian School. And now a very special guest, your colleague and my friend, Representative Max Sumner, whose birthday is today. And so, Mr. Speaker, I request unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and Representative Max Sumner be granted the privileges of the House and floor.
Representative Gilliam requests unanimous consent the rules be suspended and our dear colleague and former Representative Max Sumner be granted privileges of the House and floor. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Sumner, it is a delight to have you with us today. Thank you for coming and joining us on your birthday. Our thoughts are with you. Further courtesies, Representative Richardson.
Mr. Speaker, colleagues, I'd like to direct your attention to the side aisle, to the Kerr family. We have with us Olivia Kerr, who's 4 years old, and she was diagnosed in January with type 1 diabetes, and she wears an insulin pump at that young age. So she and I have a lot in common, because I also bear an insulin pump that I wear 24/7, almost. And she's joined with us by her mother, Jody, and her brother, Nathan and Adam. So we welcome you to the Capitol Day, and good job, Jody.
Further courtesies, Representative Gilman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to the House to extend courtesies to my grandson, Thomas Vaughn.
Welcome. Representative Bruin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like the House to extend courtesies to a large group of people that are down here today. That are all diabetes advocates. You just heard the earlier introduction. There's also a group of people up in the corner led by Sally Norby in the red, and I've known Sally for a good long time. Sally is the executive director of the Oregon arm of the American Diabetes Association, and today is the American Diabetes Alert Day. There's over 200,000 Oregonians affected by diabetes, so they've got a little stand, not a little stand, but a stand down in the gallery, and I encourage all the legislators at some point today to come by, talk to them, and learn a little bit more about diabetes. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Lim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Sitting with me today is Daniel Ho Kim. He's from California, a student junior at the University of California, Irvine. And he is majoring in criminology, and he wants to be a lawyer in the future. If you remember, I had another intern came up to me about 2 weeks ago, and it seems rumors spread around the United States that there are many Korean Americans wants to come over here to be intern in my office. I'm very fortunate having him today. His father is a Jung Chil Kim, and his mother is Mi Kyung Kim. And his father is a real estate developer, and his mother is a homemaker. He is going to be with me about 1 week to learn and understand the legislative process and the first-hand experience through my office. I would like to thank Daniel for volunteering for the legislative work during this spring break. I would like to extend the courtesies to him and welcome him to this legislature and to the state. Thank you.
Welcome. Representative Maurer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to extend courtesies to some very special constituents that made a long drive up from Grants Pass. My wife, Sheila, and our four children, Remington, Trista, Eliza, and Winchester. And Winchester just had a birthday and turned 9 yesterday.
It's great to have you here. Further courtesies. Messages from the governor. Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President from the Senate to pass Senate Bill 399, 641, 677, 676, 531, 613, 568, House Bills 2192, 2355, 2356, 2358, 2364, 2365, 2091, 2142, 2148, 2157, 2343, 2161, 2360, 2367, 2368, 2047, 2128, and adopted H.J.R. 7. Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President informing that he has signed House Bill 2139 and H.C.R. 2.
First reading, memorials and resolutions. Standing committee reports. The committee report file has been distributed. Special committee reports. Propositions and motions. Representative Hunt.
Mr. Speaker, I request unanimous consent for purposes of a 15-minute Democratic caucus recess.
Representative Hunt requests permission unanimous consent to have a 15-minute recess. Representative Scott. Representative Hunt is asking for a 15-minute recess. Do you wish to have a caucus at the same time?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes, we Republicans will meet in the caucus room.
Okay, without objection, we're in recess for purposes of a caucus for 15 minutes.
Barnhart, Berger, Berger, Beyer, Bonamici, Boone, Boquist, Bruin, Buckley, Burley, Butler, Cameron, Cameron Cannon, Clem, Cowan, Dallum, Dingfelder, Dingfelder, Chris Edwards, David Edwards, Esquivel, Flores, Galizio, Garrard, Garrard, Gilzer, Gilliam, Gilliam Gilman, Gilman Gerard, Greenlick, Hannah, Holvey, Hunt, Jensen, Comp, Kotek, Krieger, Crummel, Crummel Lim, Lim McPherson, McPherson Maurer, Minnis, Morgan, Nathanson, Nelson, Nolan, Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Roblin Rosenbaum, Schaffler, Scott, Shields, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Thatcher Tomei, Wisnet, Witt, Mr. Speaker, not answering, Berger, Cameron, Dingfelder, Garrard, Gilliam, Gilman, Crummel, Lim, Roblin, Thatcher, excused, Boone, Boquist, Minnis, excused for business of the House, Burley.
Colleagues, we have a quorum. When we recessed, we were under propositions and motions. Representative Dallum, for what purpose do you rise?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, permission to return to courtesy.
Representative Dowland requests a return to courtesies without objection. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to draw your attention to the center gallery there. We have a few members of the Prairie City Club, History Club. They're in 19th century period clothing with their advisor, Andy Demko. Every year in May, the Prairie City History Club organizes Camp Logan Days, an event that brings the entire community back to 1865, when Camp Logan was an active Civil War military camp. Advisor Demko and his History Club members study the Civil War extensively. They create programs for the event. They're also fundraisers, and I'd like to welcome them to the House. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Welcome to the House of Representatives. Further courtesies, Representative Cameron.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I'd like to welcome on the side aisle some visitors from Portland, Leonard Lamberth, and the students with the Knucklehead Adventures. And I consider myself one of those. Welcome. Founded in 1991, the purpose of mentoring young men from the greater Portland area, and their principles based on this mentorship are founded on their faith, their integrity, their honesty, vision, and determination. And they're here visiting the Capitol today, so welcome, and hope you observe some great things here today.
It sounds like something we'd all enjoy participating in. Good to have you today. Further courtesies? First reading of House bills. Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 2023 related to property tax benefits for military personnel prescribing an effective date. House Bill 2297 related to speed resistance districts. House Bill 2751 relating to liability insurance for construction contractors and declaring emergency. House Bill 2974 relating to scenic highway exemptions.
Bills are on second time or passed to third reading. Consent calendar. Clerk will read the bill in short summary.
Senate Bill 40, relating to the Telecommunication Devices Access Program, allows licensed hearing aid specialists to certify individuals as eligible to receive assistive telecommunication device or adaptive equipment through Telecommunication Devices Access Program.
Question now arises upon third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 40. Those are the opinion the bill should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. And the clerk will open the voting system. Representative Holvey votes aye. Representative Dingfelder votes aye. Speaker votes aye. Senate Bill 40, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk, read the next bill in summary.
Senate Bill 41, relating to assistance for low-income telephone customers, modifies definition of low-income customers eligible for Oregon Telephone Assistance Program.
Question now arises upon third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 41A. Those with opinion the bill should pass the vote aye. Those opposed, no. And the clerk will open the voting system. Representative Lim, how do you vote? Lim votes aye. Senate Bill 41A, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk, read the next bill in summary.
Senate Bill 42, relating to adult foster homes and declaring an emergency, directs Department of Human Services to adopt rules permitting exceptions to provider residency and 24-hour caregiver requirements for adult foster homes.
Question now arises on third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 42. Those with opinion the bill should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. And the clerk will open the voting system. Representative Greenlick votes no. Representative Clem votes aye. Representative Jensen votes aye. Senate Bill 42, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk, read the next bill in summary.
Senate Bill 304, relating to definitions for secure transaction, defines security account for purposes of the secure transaction statutes.
Question now arises on third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 304. Those with opinion the bill should pass, vote aye. Those opposed, no. And the clerk will open the voting system. Representative Holdy, how do you vote? Holdy votes aye. Representative Krieger, how do you vote? Representative Krieger votes aye. Senate Bill 304, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk, will read the next bill in summary.
Senate Bill 305, relating to trust, allows holder of limited testamentary power of appointment to represent and bind persons whose interests are subject to power as permissible appointees.
Question now arises upon third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 305. Those of opinion the bill should pass, vote aye. Those opposed, no. And the clerk will open the voting system. Representative Tomei, how do you vote? Tomei votes aye. Representative Krieger votes aye. Representative Roblin votes aye. Senate Bill 305, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Third reading of House bills. Chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended. The bills remaining on today's third reading of House bills be carried over to their proper place on Wednesday, March 28, 2007, third reading calendar. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Final reading, memorials and resolutions. Bills, reports, and other business lying on the table. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 399, relating to practice of reflexology. Senate Bill 531, relating to physician's assistance. Senate Bill 568, relating to Crater Lake National Registration Plate. Senate Bill 613, relating to assignment of mortgages. Senate Bill 641, relating to hunting. Senate Bill 676, relating to payment of claims submitted by physician assistants.
Bills read first time or passed the Speaker's desk for referral. Second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 220, relating to collection of monies owed to the Department of Transportation. Senate Bill 221, relating to motor carrier safety.
Bills read second time or passed the third reading. Third reading of Senate bills. Chair requests unanimous consent that rules be suspended. The bills remaining on today's third reading of Senate bills be carried over to their proper place on the Wednesday, March 28, 2007, third reading calendar. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Other business of the House. Other business of the Senate. Orders of the day have been completed. Announcements. Effective immediately, I am appointing the following member to the Legislative Administration Committee, Representative Dave Hunt, alternate. Are there other announcements? Remonstrances? Adjournment. Representative Jensen, 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, March 28, 2007.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn until Wednesday, 10:30 a.m., March 28, 2007.
Representative Jensen moves the House adjourn until 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, March 28, 2007. Without objection, the House is adjourned.